Good day. This is I Am MJ, Coffee with MJ, coming from The Rock here in Birmingham, Alabama. Happy Monday. Yeah, you know what we call this? We call this Get That Money Monday. Ah, it doesn't change. It's the beginning of the week for a lot of us. And so this is our jump start. We are trying to get this money, but most of us is trying to get the money every day. Yes, it's called a hustle. It's called a survival. And as long as you're living, you're breathing, and you're trying to make it, you're trying to get that money. So go out and get that money today, and may it come to you. May it manifest in the way that you need it. Every dollar, every cent to the penny. Every bill that you have, may it be met today. Yes, may the goals that you set for yourself, may they manifest the way that you want them, because they can. You know why? Because you are putting the work in. You are, and that's major. You're watching yourself change by leaps and bounds. You're trusting the process. You're not stressing. Doesn't that feel wonderful? I'm sure it does. After all the stress, all the agony and all the pain. I told you, trouble don't last always. See, it's how you handle it while you're going through to get to. And that's important. You can't allow things to make you what I call lose it. And when you lose it, you lose a part of you. You have to sometimes stand still and just meditate on some things. And trust the process. Now, in the midst of meditating and trusting the process, that doesn't mean that you just sit on it. That means that you keep it going. That means you keep it moving. Because guess what? This is your life. And what you want out of it is important. You bring it to the table. The things that you have in your mind to manifest, it is so. I'm gonna tell you a little story. Now, we have a tree in the backyard that's been down for almost a year now. And, my son, he tried to chop it down, but this is a big old oak tree. It fell on another big old oak tree from the alley outside of the gate. Now, my son took it upon himself trying to bring the tree down, talk to the property owners, and said, "Okay, I'll take the tree down if you reduce the payment." Now, it was neither one of the owner's property problem or my son's problem. It was the city's problem. Sometimes we are trying to do things on our own instead of doing the research. In life, we have to do the research because sometimes we're out of pocket when we don't even have to be. Sometimes you just got to trust the process, make the necessary phone calls, do the research, and find out is this your property line or does it belong to the city? And if it belongs to the city, come and tell that city, come and chop this tree down because it's an eyesore and it's a problem. So you have to trust the process every day. Just trust the process. The process is truly up to you. Hold on. And as you guys know, this is a live podcast, so we sometimes have a little bit of interruption. And we just did. And it was all about the tree being chopped down. But let me get back to that part. The tree had been again there for quite some time. And this morning, I woke up to hearing saws, seeing trucks coming to chop that tree down, trusting the process. Oh, but I had to put the work in. I had to call the city, leave many messages asking them to come out to assess the damage, the problem. And see if they could come out and take care of just that issue. And guess what? This wonderful city of Birmingham did. They came out and did just what they said they would do. They came out and removed that eyesore. Trusting the process, not just having a tree removed, but anything that is an eyesore in your life. You just have to trust the process. And sometimes I know the process doesn't feel good. It's rocky, it's uncomfortable, it's overwhelming. But I assure you, if you just settle down and get in a place of trust, trusting God, the Almighty, for your life. Remember, He knew that this would be a time that you would go through everything that you're going through. But He also knows the time, the hour, and the moment, which is the minute, that you're going to come out of this thing. So you have to trust the process and put the work in. Are you a visionary? Do you see vision for your life? Start writing it down, making it plain, so it can come to fruition for you. Manifestation is real. Only if you believe. Only if you believe. See, the belief comes from each of us. Within, your faith is a part of your belief. Yes, do you have faith? Which is most important. You have to have faith in something that's major to you. And the faith that I have in God is major. It may not come when I want it, but it does come. Oh, yes. And it comes when I least expect it. Sometimes God wants us to have a high expectations. But those high expectations should be within ourselves. Not in others, but within ourselves. Once we reach to the point of the high expectation that we want to see in others, we should be able to see that same expectation in ourselves. So if you're reaching today, reach for that little girl, that little boy, and tell them, hey, we're not there anymore. Look at us. We have developed. We have grown. And we still have a ways to go. Remember, your life is a journey. Take the journey wisely. Take your time and get to know you. Be honest about who you are and whose you are. See, you don't have to explain anything to anybody, but they should know you by the fruit that you bear. They should know that you are honest, loyal, and dependable. Yes. See, who you are is who people trust. And if you're not trustworthy, then you all already know. Your spirit speaks for itself. So, in the meantime, in between time, please trust the process of your own development. Because you got this. Because remember, there's a God that sits up high and looks down low. He sees all things. He hears all things. He's all knowing. You can't hide because He sees you. I love you today and hope to see you tomorrow if that creek don't rise. This has been I Am MJ, Coffee with MJ. Make sure you guys follow, share, and like.